New York U.S. Senator Charles Schumer was in northern New York today to illustrate how a new USDA plan could hurt honeybee colonies. Fourth-generation beekeeper Richard Crawford, the president of the Champlain Valley Beekeepers Association, has 86 hives with about 5 million bees, producing about 2 tons of honey annually. Crawford donned a protective mask as his brother Doug described what he was doing.
What he's doing is lighting the smoker. It blocks the scent. He pulls it up real slow. No fast moves, no agitation.
And the queen is right there.
And she looks different. She's longer. And she's running around frantic right there because it's been disturbed. Okay. But you can see how calm they are. They're not stinging. They're worried about their hive. They're worried about the honey that's there. They're worried about all of that, not him.
Continuing an effort that brought him to Schenectady in July, Democratic Senator Charles Schumer visited Crawford's bee colonies in Morrisonville to express concern about a U.S. Department of Agriculture plan to stop collecting data on honeybees. He says the insects are crucial for pollinating crops, but the hives are dying off.
In New York State, $1.2 billion worth of crops depend on our bees. And we also, of course, have an industry of honey. The active number of honeybee colonies in the United States plummeted from 6 million to 2.5 million in 2017. No one quite knows why so many bee colonies are dying off. We do know without them, our agriculture industry would come to a standstill. In 2018, New York State lost 14,700 bee colonies. So, we have a real problem.
New York Farm Bureau field advisor Kim Trombley says honeybees provide 50% of the pollination across New York, yet their population continues to decline.
These losses not only impact our honey producers, but also our farms that rely on pollination from honeybees. The continuation of the honeybee colony survey reinforces the importance of agriculture to the overall economy. It is imperative that honeybee colonies are accurately monitored to ensure the sustainability and longevity of New York agriculture and the overall food system.
Schumer says it's unknown why the USDA decided to cut the $10 to $12 million in funding for data collection, which the Democrat calls crucial.
The survey will tell us two things, where the bees are dying out. But more importantly, it's going to give us the information as to why, the great mystery, as to why the bee colonies are dying. And we need the scientific data. That tells us everything.
The Honeybee Colonies Report has been conducted annually by the National Agricultural Statistics Service, tracking active, new, and lost colonies. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.